Welcome to Haunt Topic Radio, the podcast for haunters by haunters. These are our scary visions.
Well, tonight on the podcast, we have Steve Kohlberg from Halloween and Haunt Fest show in Dallas, Texas. Steve, how are you doing tonight?
Doing real well, thanks.
Good. I know this is this a new convention for year one?
Yes. This first year for this show. It's just outside of Dallas in Arlington, Texas.
Excellent. But you've had some kind of background history in Halloween and haunting, haven't you?
I hate to admit it, and this will tell you how old I am, but yeah, I was a haunt actor in 1965 at the kids' neighborhood haunted house in one of the neighbors' garages. So yeah, I've been doing Halloween forever.
So did you just like it as a kid? Or were you influenced by somebody?
Loved it as a kid. Kind of got out of it as I got a little bit older and really got back into it about more like 10 years ago when I started throwing an annual Halloween party. Well, my friends thought it was way over the top and one thing led to another. You know how that goes.
And you ended up here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just throwing an even bigger Halloween party for hundreds of my favorite friends.
Well, once you get haunting in the blood, it's kind of hard to get it out.
Well, and the people. I love dealing with haunters. Is the most kind-hearted group of people I've ever run into, and I really like hanging out with.
Yeah, I mean, you can stick, 1,000 people in the same room, and everybody just meshes together.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us a little bit. Did you say you had some scare acting experience?
As a six-year-old, yes. Other than that, no, I'm more of a prop maker, Halloween technology kind of guy. I like building animatronics. I've been a member of a club out in Southern California for 10 years now and love to teach workshops once a year or so and love to teach at conventions. I'll teach LEDs for haunters, or I just did, in fact, I did the Haunters Toolbox class at Scare LA just a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, I love the technology side of Halloween.
Excellent. Since you're into the tech stuff, what have you seen change from the very first haunts to now?
I think the biggest change was the introduction of the electronic prop control. That has allowed the props to become vastly more complicated. It brings the theatrical level in a haunt up a couple of notches versus the old JC style haunt, driven completely by actors. I like the combination of actors and animatronics.
Right, and sometimes you don't have to spend a whole lot of money to get a good effect.
No, absolutely not. I think that's part of the fun of it.
Right. So you're into the tech side. You taught a class in lighting?
Using LEDs in haunting. It's kind of designed for LEDs for dummies. Because they're so inexpensive now and they're so easy to use, people are kind of intimidated. I love walking people through, the basics of electricity and how to wire up an LED very simply. And I'm all about practical solutions where, I'll tell people it's smarter to buy things than to make them yourself sometimes. And here's a great source, things like that.
So let's say somebody was starting out in lighting. What would be your general, little basic kit for them to get started just to kind of light up a few rooms?
Oh, I think the classic pre-wired LED off eBay and a little brass tube and an L bracket to kind of make your little mini spot is a great place to start. I mean, they've become so inexpensive, so easy to build that home haunters can use them. And you really punch up like a graveyard display or whatever with lighting.
What kind of bulbs are they? I know they're like 5mm, 8mm, 10mm, and then it's like super bright. You have a specification on that?
You've hit the range, and in fact, there's even far more now. You can get LEDs that are literally the size of grain of rice that are amazingly bright for their size. So if you want to do a witch's potion bottle or evil scientist lab where the liquid in the bottle glows, you can put tiny, tiny LEDs in. And then you mentioned the sizes. There are 3, 5, 8, and 10mm LEDs. Kind of the standard, as you mentioned, is super bright. But I like experimenting with some of the new products. For example, they make a 10mm LED, which is half a watt, which is way, 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 way more powerful than anything that was available a few years ago. So you're starting to get into being able to actually use LED floodlights to wash a wall and like that.
Yeah, I know we bought some over-the-counter lights just in a quick hurry because we didn't have time last year. And now I bought some lights on Amazon and I'm kind of excited to go play with them, see what I can come up with. So
yeah, it's fun.
So tell us a little bit about Halloween and Haunt Fest show. How did that come about?
In the past, I was the producer for the HauntX show up in Reno, and I have taught at or attended HauntCon, West Coast Haunters Convention, Scare LA over the years, and really enjoy it. And kind of my day job is I produce websites or manage web teams. So it isn't that big a jump from being a project manager to organizing a Halloween fan convention. So looked around, and Dallas is a great market for Halloween. You've got a ton of haunted attractions, huge population base, and they're business friendly. So it was kind of a logical place to go.
And plus you have the Dark Hour Haunted House around there too, don't you?
We do indeed. In fact, we've arranged a behind the scenes tour that's available Saturday night at Dark Hour. We're doing the behind the scenes tour and then a Haunters Mixer where we've got catered food and a bar. All of us love to hang out at a haunted attraction, eat good food and drink booze and talk haunt.
That's right. And that's going to be a 2 hours lights on tour?
Correct. Right. They're in the middle of their big scene change between their last summer show and the big October show. So you really will get to see the nuts and bolts of the haunt. It'll be a lot of fun. The tour will be led by the owners of the haunted attraction. Alan will be there, and Mike and Lucy and Jake. And Ed will all be interacting with the guests of the show. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think most of us haunters, we've been around a while, know Alan Hopps is kind of the creative mind with the staff as well. But I know if you follow Alan, he's always posting stuff on his own personal sites and stuff about what he's making. And if you follow Alan, he makes a lot of things out of cheap materials, which is, and they have, and you know, that's a professional haunted attraction, so nobody knows the difference.
I've been behind the scenes at Dark Hour, and those guys put on a heck of a production. I mean, it's more like being in a theatrical company than a seasonal haunted attraction. These guys really know their stuff.
Yeah, that's going to be a good time there. So for people that have never been, which this is year one, so it's a new show, kind of tell us what to expect and who the Halloween and Haunt Fest show is for.
Okay. Halloween and Haunt Fest show is for everybody who loves Halloween. It's not a business-to-business trade show. It's a I love Halloween. The show is organized. It takes place on August 27th to 28th. The Friday before the show, August 26th, we've got 3-day-long seminars. We're doing a beginning animatronics course taught by Steve Kochi, where for about $150, you at the end of the day, you get an all-day education in animatronics, and you walk away with a working talking skull. Dutch Bahari, who was on Skin Wars, is teaching a beginning special effects makeup class. We're also doing a resin, silicone mold, and resin all-day class. Kind of all real important skills for haunters who want to take their game up a notch. Saturday, there's a convention trade show. We've got more than 40 vendors signed up. And the show is a little different in that it's designed to be entertaining for all ages. So we've got a stage where we'll have something going on of interest to haunters all day long. We've got a costume contest. We're doing an open haunt actor audition. All the big haunts will have access to these auditions, like Six Flags, Dark Hour, Reindeer Manor. We're also doing, on Sunday, we're doing a body painting competition, judging in the late afternoon. We also, and again, because of the education, Saturday and Sunday, we've got a late, more than 35 classes lined up, covering all aspects of Halloween and haunting. It's from the very basics of, like I said, I'm teaching an LED class. Melissa Winton, Hauntzilla, is teaching a how to throw a Halloween dinner party class. We've got haunt acting classes. We're going to really run the gamut of Halloween-related activities. Friday night, we're doing an escape room tour. As an activity, it's kind of unique. This escape room has two identical escape rooms. We're going to be actually creating teams, Team Tater and Team Jason, where two teams in identical rooms will compete head-to-head for bragging rights. So in one room, we have Ari Lehman, who is the actor who played the original Jason in the Friday the 13th movies. He'll literally be locked in a room with Jason. And in the other room, we've got Tater, who we all know and love, along with a gentleman named Chris Harrelson, who has played multiple walkers on The Walking Dead and is, in fact, the August and October poster zombie in the official calendar. So you get your choice of being locked in an escape room with Jason from Friday the 13th or a real-life walker. So,
excellent. That'll be fun. And Tater leading the charge.
Yes, there will be fun to be had by all. Let's see. So that covers the show. Saturday night, we mentioned we're doing the behind the scenes tour, a dark hour. We've got a live band. We'll be doing makeup demonstrations. We've got Heather Henry from Face Off, who will be doing demonstrations as well. Dutch Bahari, as I mentioned, from Skin Wars, will be there and doing a body painting demo for us. So it's really intended to be, have something for everyone. In fact, we've got what we call the Kids Creepy Craft Corner, where kids will be able to do projects. And while we require the parents to stay nearby, we've done it provided a no-host bar directly next to Kids Craft Corner, so the parents can sit down, have a glass of wine, and watch the kids while they build their project.
Sounds like a good spot to hang out there. Yeah, I was looking at some of your, of course, your website is halloweenandhaunt.com. Everything's right there, your schedule, purchase tickets. You have certain ticket packages for the show?
We do. Basic show floor admittance, where you get to see the stuff that's on stage, go through the trade show, is $15. And then what we have, what we call the Haunters Annex Pass, which gets you all the seminars for the weekend for $120. There are hands-on workshops as well that you can purchase. There's a whole variety of price points for people to come and enjoy the show.
So what are you excited most about, besides it being in full action and being over?
I'm just hopeful that everybody enjoys the show. And I kind of alluded to it. It's kind of like throwing a party for 500 of your closest friends or 1,000 of your closest friends. So I put a lot into the show of things that I like, and I hope everyone else does.
That's good. We hope you have a great first season. And I'm jealous that those that are going get to go to the Dark Hour Haunted House.
Mm-hmm.
But post lots of pictures. You guys have an Instagram account, Facebook?
Yes, we do. And it's HHF show, hashtag, I'm showing my age again, hashtag HHF show.
Well, hopefully you guys can make it down to Dallas August 27th, 28th at halloweenandhaunt.com, the Halloween and Haunt Fest show in Dallas, Texas.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate you having us.
Hey, it's Jiggles the Clown here. And if you want something cool and more Halloween and Haunt stuff, you gotta go check out HauntTopic.com. Yeah, HauntTopic.com, that's right.